AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump is meeting at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. They're talking about the fragile ceasefire in Gaza, as well as about neighboring countries.
Now I hear that Iran is trying to build up again, and if they are, we're going to have to knock them down. We'll knock the hell out of them, but hopefully that's not happening.
Israeli officials have been quoted in local media expressing concern about Iran rebuilding its supply of long-range missiles capable of striking Israel. The president criticized Iran again for not making a deal to completely disarm its nuclear program ahead of the U.S. and Israeli strikes earlier this year. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says federal Homeland Security officials are conducting a fraud investigation in Minneapolis. Noem posted a video on the social media platform X showing DHS officers going into an unidentified business and questioning one person working behind the counter. The U.S. announced a $2 billion pledge for U.N. humanitarian aid as President Trump continues to slash U.S. foreign assistance funding. The money is a tiny fraction of what the U.S. has contributed in the past, but reflects what the administration believes is a generous amount that will maintain the United States status as the world's largest humanitarian donor. Jeremy Lewin is the State Department's official in charge of foreign assistance.
The piggy bank is not open to organizations that just want to return to the old system. President Trump has made clear that system is dead, gone.
A judge in Utah ordered the release of a transcript from a closed-door hearing in October over whether the man charged with killing Charlie Kirk must be shackled during court proceedings. A strengthening bomb cyclone is barreling across the Midwest, unleashing severe winter weather and aiming toward the East Coast. A dozen iconic swans at Lake Eola in downtown Orlando, Florida, have died recently from an unknown cause. Officials suspect bird flu might be responsible. This is AP News. Cambodia and Thailand officials are meeting in China to help ease a serious border dispute.
The trilateral meeting is being held in a southwestern Chinese province north of the region, where the border dispute is still simmering, although 2 days ago Thailand and Cambodia signed a fresh ceasefire agreement. It ended weeks of fighting that killed more than 100 people and forced hundreds of thousands of others to be evacuated on both sides of the border. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has called for joint efforts to promote regional peace, stability and development. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Florida Democratic Congresswoman Sheila Sherfalus McCormick reiterated her innocence outside a Miami federal courthouse. She faces charges of conspiring to steal $5 million in federal COVID disaster relief funds, but her attorney requested the proceedings be rescheduled so she could finalize her legal team. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.